News. I'm Gene Randall. There has been a deadly mass shooting in Thailand, which is apparently still going on, with 10 people dead so far. It is happening in Khakon Rajasima province, where a man thought to be in the military opened fire with an assault rifle in an army base shopping mall. The American Embassy in Beijing says a U.S. citizen in Wuhan has died from the new coronavirus. The embassy says the 60-year-old, yet to be identified, lost his life 3 days ago. A Japanese citizen is also reported dead of viral pneumonia, likely caused by the coronavirus, although that has not been confirmed. Washington says it is offering up to $100 million in emergency aid to China and other countries affected by the deadly coronavirus to combat its spread. China's death toll at last report stood at 772. Total number of cases reported, some 34,500. While the spread of the coronavirus has been rapid, Africa has yet to be hit, but there are urgent preparations underway there to deal with it if it comes. On Africa's escape so far, here is Lisa Schlein for VOA in Geneva.
This is of little comfort to WHO Regional Director for Africa, Machidiso Moeti. She tells VOA, watching the virus reach other continents around the world is of great concern.
We know that there is quite significant travel of people from China to Africa and back.
Moeti says her team has begun working with member states to help them get ready for the possible onset of the coronavirus. She says WHO is providing overall guidance to ministers of health on how to manage possible cases and prevent further spread of the disease.
That was Lisa Schlein reporting for VOA from Geneva. More news at voanews.com online. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. Here in the United States, Democratic presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders leads in pre-election polls in the run-up to Tuesday's Democratic Party primary in the state of New Hampshire. Last night, in an ABC debate among seven White House hopefuls, Sanders talked about working to ease the country's divisions.
You raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. The way you bring people together is to make it clear that we're not going to give tax breaks to billionaires and large corporations. They're going to start paying their fair share of taxes. That's what the American people want.
Senator Amy Klobuchar, who scored a strong debate performance, keyed in, as did the others, on the main Democratic Party goal of defeating President Donald Trump. One attack point was his tax cut.
Taking on a president that literally went down to Mar-a-Lago after he signed that Republican tax bill and looked at all his friends and said, "You just got a lot richer." That is Exhibit A for those carpenters in Pennsylvania and those dairy farmers in Wisconsin.
Sanders and former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg topped the pre-election polls in New Hampshire. A probe into Australia's bushfire crisis could begin soon. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is finalizing the terms of a royal commission into the unprecedented disaster. And though critics charge that Morrison has been slow to acknowledge the dangers of climate change, he is getting some praise for including it in the upcoming investigation. Greg Mullins is the former fire chief of New South Wales State, who campaigns for global warming awareness.
It's really encouraging to hear the Prime Minister saying this. It's encouraging to see the coalition shifting, apart from a few people who still question fact. If those terms of reference do put climate change front and centre, because Australians need to understand, as fire chiefs do, how things have shifted and how much more dangerous the environment is these days because of climate change, because of the burning of coal, oil and gas.
Australia is one of the world's largest per capita emitters of greenhouse gases. Ireland began voting today in a general election as Prime Minister Leo Varadkar hopes to win a new term on the back of Brexit. But observers say voters are likely to judge him more on his domestic record. Some 3.3 million people are eligible to vote to elect 159 members of the Dáil, the lower chamber of parliament in Dublin. Varadkar's Fine Gael party has been in power since 2016, but polling suggests it is trailing the centre-right Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin, the former political wing of the IRA paramilitary group. More news at voanews.com online, and remember, there is a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. Gene Randall, VOA News.